Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Schaffner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Schaffner. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting 8th. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp takes first base on ball four. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson who is chasing the ball. McManus reaches third base with a triple. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McManus tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Desodles moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hodapp scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaffner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Juhl covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 1 in the game. Akers strikes out. There goes Stone. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Desodles hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Juhl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juhl is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Juhl hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Juhl reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Schaffner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Juhl moves to third. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schaffner fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill bunts towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-2 in the game. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner is 0-for-2 in the game. Schaffner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Uhel covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Desodles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Desodles. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Desodles steals second. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Uhel hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schaffner juggles the ball. That's an error on Schaffner. Desodles moves to third. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Johnson moves to third. Mel Harder now pitching. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Burnett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. McManus steals second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-3 in the game. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-3 in the game. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up towards short. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Uhel bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 4 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 4 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Rogel pinch runs for Dale Alexander. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rogel moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogel tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 4 in the game. Akers takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to second. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Desodles hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Shevlin now playing first base. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Funk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to third. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-5 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive towards short. Akers catches it and throws to third to double up Myatt. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.